I'm Abby Taylor, and today I'm out at Chimps Inc. celebrating the 51st birthday of Topo, their oldest chimpanzee. Marla, thank you so much for having me out here.
First of all, thanks for coming out and sharing in his celebration. It's always a fun time when we have birthday parties or Christmas celebrations here at the sanctuary. So what we do is we usually provide for a unique meal that they get very excited about. Everybody gets their own birthday bag full of toys and goodies.
Yeah, you know, they got way better party packages than any kids' birthday.
They love it. And anytime they see the streamers go up, they are screaming. They're excited. They know it's party time. Once they spot it, they start pant hooting and get very excited. So it is Topo's 51st birthday. He is our alpha male. We started 21 years ago, and Topo was our first chimpanzee rescue. He came from upstate New York, and although we don't know his exact date of birth, we estimate him to be about 51. We celebrated the big 50 last year, and he is our alpha, so he looks over the sanctuary, and he kind of runs things around here.
Is there anything that people can do in the community to support you guys?
Absolutely. Obviously, monetary donations are always a huge help. Because of our chimps coming from the pet or entertainment industry, we don't get federal funds for research chimps. We don't have any, so we don't qualify for those kind of funds or grants. All of ours come from private donation and fundraising efforts. And then we have a wish list on our website as well as Facebook. It's an Amazon wish list that shows what some of the favorite toys are of the chimps and some of the needs, whether it's dietary needs or mirrors. Some of our chimps love mirrors.
Oh, and, my gosh.
Right. Others love finger painting and all that. So we try to keep the chimps enriched. We do lots of finger painting with them. We do lots of PVC enrichment devices that are kind of like puzzles to have them work for their food to keep them entertained because they're very, very intelligent animals.
They certainly are. This is Abby Taylor with 104.5 News Radio KBNW.